Hello everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bites and Insights, the podcast where fiction meets the real world of IT. I'm your host Arwa, and today we have a very special episode in spirit of AI Week. We're bringing back very special guests, none other than Jim Barton and Bill Palmer. Today, we'll be discussing how AI could have transformed their adventures, and we're going to dive a bit deeper into specific incidents where AI could have not only resolved issues, but perhaps even predicted them. Let's get started. Jim, it's great to have you back here. You were thrown into the IT world at IVK with no prior tech experience. Can you imagine how different your first day could have been with something like AI-powered predictive analytics to guide your decision-making?
Wow, Arwa, I mean, in the moment, I did not think about that. However, there was this moment when I was too overwhelmed by the complexity of IT management, and I did not know what to do at all. If I had access to AI tools, for example, like Google's Vertex AI, which provides machine learning operations to help predict the outcomes, maybe it could have eased my transition and allowed me to foresee potential pitfalls in our operations. But I don't know, where's the fun in that? I went through so many adventures to get to where I am now, but AI would have definitely made my life easier.
Well, now you know, Jim. Moving on to you, Bill. You've had your fair share of putting out fires at Parts Unlimited. In the early chapters, when the payroll system crashed, how could AI have helped you manage the crisis more effectively, especially during the chaotic scramble to identify the root cause?
Oh no, during that outage, time was of the essence, and manually sifting through logs and systems data was inefficient, especially with finance on my head. An AI system like Splunk, which uses machine learning to monitor, search, and analyze machine-generated big data, could have immediately identified anomalies and pinpointed the cause of the outage. It would have been invaluable, honestly. It could have alerted us to deviations in system performance before they escalated into a full-blown crisis and before it got to the media, possibly preventing this outage altogether.
Moving on to you, Jim. Later in your journey, you had to navigate IVK through significant changes, including security challenges. How could have AI played a role there?
In this era of constant cyber threats, AI like Darktrace, which uses machine learning to detect and respond to threats in real time, would have been a game changer. It could have even provided us with a dynamic self-learning defense system to spot unusual behaviors and potential breaches before they cause damage. It could have sifted through thousands of natural language research sources to identify threats faster than any human analyst, significantly shortening response times and possibly preventing the breach and preventing us from having to go through the possibility of a full shutdown. I really wish we thought of that.
You're right, Jim. The total shutdown was scary on so many levels. Not only were customers and internal operations affected, but some investors considered pulling out their investments and their involvement with IVK because of it. AI would have definitely saved the day. Now, Bill, considering the disastrous deployment of the Phoenix project, how could AI tools have assisted in project management and deployment processes?
Arwa, don't tell Brent. But at that moment, and in the chaotic run-up to the Phoenix deployment, I think AI could have replaced Brent. AI could have been utilized in the form of advanced project management software like Jira, which employs machine learning to adjust project timelines based on ongoing results and team performance metrics. That means we wouldn't have been caught in Chris's development team's constant pattern of not leaving our team enough time to deploy any apps or any projects. Those tools now integrate predictive analytics to adjust timelines and resources dynamically. If we had access to such technology, it could have predicted bottlenecks and suggested reallocations of resources or adjustments to deadlines before it was too late. They know all of Eric's tactics and secrets. It could have saved me a lot of time and weird meetings with him.
Come on, Bill. Eric is a lot of fun. At least he takes you away from the chaos of the office, even if it's to a warehouse. During AI Week, there was a focus on ethical AI and its implications for leadership and technology. Jim, could this perspective have influenced your approach to implementing AI at IVK?
Absolutely. The ethical considerations of AI are crucial, especially in IT. Integrating AI responsibly means considering the impact on all stakeholders, including employees, customers, and the broader community, everyone who interacts with IVK. An ethical AI framework would have guided us in transparently integrating AI solutions, ensuring they augment human workers and empower them without ever replacing them, and maintaining customers' trust through secure and private data practices.
I absolutely agree with you, Jim. As customers' awareness increases, it becomes harder for companies to maintain customer trust. Because although some products and some solutions might make the company's life easier and the customer's life easier, we all still care about the security of our data. This one is for you, Bill. One of the companies that I spent a lot of time at their stand during AI Week was Urby. And the sales assistant there told me how Urby empowers AI to create city digital twins and smart cities. Considering the complex IT infrastructure at Parts Unlimited, did you ever consider leveraging such advanced AI in creating digital twins to assist in managing IT operations?
Wow, this is fascinating indeed. A digital twin of our IT infrastructure could have provided us with a real-time simulation of our entire network and systems, allowing us to test changes and predict outcomes without any risk to our actual operations. This would have drastically reduced downtime and the trial and error in our Phoenix project, leading to more predictable and stable IT deployments. I think this would have been a dream come true for Patty, considering how much she struggled with the IT change management system in the beginning.
You're right. I felt so bad for Patty in the beginning and how no one was open to using her system that she worked so hard on. Moving on to you, Jim, let's dive a bit deeper. During your tenure at IVK, you faced significant challenges with project prioritization and resource allocation. Can you describe a specific instance and how AI might have helped you in it?
Sure. One clear example that comes to mind was when we were trying to balance our IT overhaul while maintaining daily operations. We could not do the total shutdown. There was an instance where conflicting project demands led to significant resource misallocation. AI, particularly using tools like IBM's Watson's for project management, could have analyzed historical data and learning patterns to recommend optimal resource allocation and would have allowed us to predict project outcomes based on different resource scenarios, making sure that critical projects like our infrastructure upgrade did not stall and did not clash with anything else.
That's a very good example, Jim. Moving on to you, Bill. The final keynote of AI Week was about leveraging interactive AI for teaching and learning. How do you think interactive AI could have been used to improve your team dynamics and efficiency in IT environments like at Parts Unlimited?
I think interactive AI can facilitate on-the-job training and real-time problem-solving assistance, which would have been invaluable for IT team. Such tools could provide instant guidance and support and prevent someone like Brent from drowning in all of the support requests that he was getting. It would also help team members to not only resolve issues faster, but also to learn from each interaction, further depending on themselves rather than depending on others, simultaneously enhancing their skills continuously.
Absolutely, Bill. I think this would have taken a lot of pressure off of Brent's back. Now, Jim, cybersecurity, as you know, was a constant concern during your CIO days. You mentioned AI like Darktrace earlier, but can you provide a specific scenario where this could have directly impacted your decision making?
Absolutely. At one point, we faced a series of stealthy malware attacks that nearly compromised client data and got us into an altercation with the news. But with an AI system like Darktrace, which mimics the human immune system to detect threats, we could have identified the abnormal data movements and communications at the initial stages. This system would have provided real-time threat insights, enabling us to isolate the breach immediately and prevent data theft. I really wish we came across it during that time.
Wow, Darktrace sounds really interesting. And it acts like a human immune system? That's really fascinating. Let me ask you this, Bill. Reflecting on the Phoenix project, there was a pivotal moment when you discovered the extent of neglected backlogs and technical debt that hindered your operations. How could AI have changed that discovery process?
Right, Arwo. That discovery process was long and exhausting and involved a lot of meetings with Eric. However, it was a real turning point. However, an AI-driven tool like Microsoft's Azure could have continuously monitored our systems and code bases to identify and prioritize technical debt and security vulnerabilities. And instead of discovering these issues during crises and firefighting as usual, we could have proactively addressed them. AI could have categorized the severity of each backlog item and suggested the most efficient order of tackling them, potentially saving us from the chaos and the spiral we were caught in.
You might be right, Bill, but I'm still holding my ground. I loved all of your interactions with Eric and enjoyed reading about them. Now, Jim, I noticed that your favorite person is Bernie, and I know you might never tell him that because you like to keep it professional, but since you worked very closely with him on several critical IT initiatives, how could advanced natural language processing and machine learning have enhanced your collaboration with Bernie and the rest of the team?
Okay, if you say so. One significant moment was when Bernie and I were trying to streamline communication between our technical and non-technical teams. AI technologies with natural language processing capabilities could have translated complex technical jargon into more accessible language for our executive team that are non-technical, including Cor Williams, our CEO, and Maggie, my girlfriend. This would have facilitated clearer understanding and faster decision-making, especially during our strategic IT alignment meetings.
Thank you for sharing that, Jim. Bill, you've been working since the start to transform the IT operations. How do you think AI could have further optimized this transformation from the beginning?
That's a very good question, Adwo. In the transformation phase, AI could have been pivotal in streamlining our operations from the outset. Tools like Google's Vertex AI could have analyzed our workflows and pinpointed inefficiencies or bottlenecks. By leveraging predictive analytics, we could have forecasted the impact of changes in real time, enabling a much smoother transition and more effective change management strategy. However, the court system worked, and maybe AI could have been easier. But it was fun figuring it out from the beginning.
Right. Jim, considering your interactions with key staff like Jenny and John Cho, how could AI-driven cybersecurity systems have changed the way you handled security threats?
See, don't get me wrong. John was instrumental in managing our cybersecurity, but the scope and sophistication of threats were always expanding. An AI system employing deep learning to continuously analyze network traffic could have identified potential threats before they breached our defenses. This proactive stance would have allowed Jenny and the rest of the team to stay ahead of security issues, ensuring that our operations remain secure without a constant manual monitoring and without us ever having to consider a complete shutdown. This was a really dark moment for me. That's why I keep coming back to it.
Oh, Jim, I totally sympathize with you. But let me ask you, Bill. You and Wes worked under immense pressure to fix IT operations. How could reinforcement learning and predictive modeling have helped you and Wes manage the IT constraints more effectively? When I say IT constraints, of course I mean Brent.
Okay, Arwa. Wes and I often found ourselves reacting to issues rather than proactively managing them. I believe we call them firefighting. Using reinforcement learning, an AI could have analyzed past incidents and outcomes to suggest preemptive actions to prevent similar issues from happening in the future. For instance, let me give you an example. During the Phoenix project deployment, AI could have predicted potential system overloads or bottlenecks and recommended preventative measures, significantly reducing downtime and stress.
I agree with you, Bill. I think AI could have definitely helped you there. But I must say, it all depends on whether those past incidents that you mentioned were saved and documented in the system. I know this is all in the past, and this is what you and Patty are currently working on, and now things and processes are documented, which might actually make an AI tool like that possible for use at Parts Unlimited. It's really interesting to see how far Parts Unlimited has come from managing changes using cards to now having dedicated systems for them. You've done a really good job, Bill. This one is for you, Jim. Reflecting back on your dialogue with Raj Giovanni concerning customer support systems, how do you think AI could have altered the outcome of those discussions? I know they were not fun ones.
Raj was absolutely instrumental in managing our customer support systems. And his challenges that I often heard about were about optimizing response times and handling peaks in customer service tickets. An AI tool like Zendesk's AnswerBot could have automatically analyzed incoming queries and suggested immediate solutions, or even identified trends that needed our attention. This proactive approach could have drastically reduced our response times and improved customer satisfaction. But I mean, we're in it. We can always implement that now.
You're absolutely right, Jim. It's never too late. Moving on to you, Bill. Reflecting on your collaborative efforts with Patty, how could AI-driven analytics have optimized your resource allocation and workload management while working with her?
Patty is an absolute beast. She was critical in managing our IT resources, but the sheer volume of decisions about resource allocation was overwhelming for her and for me. AI-driven analytics could have provided us with real-time insights into resource utilization patterns, enabling Patty and me to make informed decisions about where to allocate our limited resources for maximum impact. For example, during the rollout of the Phoenix project, AI could have highlighted the areas in need of immediate attention, preventing bottlenecks.
Thank you, Bill. This last one is for you, Jim. During a critical board meeting at IVK, I remember you were tasked with justifying IT budget increases. Could you walk us through that event and explain how AI might have helped you make a stronger case for the team?
Absolutely. In that high-pressure meeting, I needed to convince the board that investing in new IT infrastructure was critical. I think an AI tool like IBM's Watson could have analyzed vast amounts of data from similar industry investments, maybe that Maggie could have provided to me, which then could have provided predictive outcomes and ROI data. Armed with this AI-generated data, I could have presented a compelling data-driven argument showing a projected increase in efficiency and reductions in operational costs, which would have likely swayed the board's decision more effectively.
I 100% agree with you, Jim. Especially, you reminded me of something that Miss Amina Abdulrahman said. She said that every argument is stronger with data, and that's the first thing we should look at to back up all of our decisions. And this wraps up today's discussion, and I have to say it's clear that AI isn't just a tool for automation. It's a strategic asset that can foresee, adapt, and react to complex IT challenges. Jim and Bill, your insights today have painted a vivid picture of how AI could reshape IT leadership. Thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you to our listeners. Join us next time as we continue to decode the complexities of IT and unravel the digital threads of tomorrow's tech. Until then, keep connecting the bytes to gain deeper insights.